Good weather on Denali for the past 3 weeks has increased the summit rate from a dismal 0% in May to a soaring 56% in early July. Mountaineering ranger Tucker Chenoweth and a team of four volunteers patrolled the mountain from May 26 to June 20th. They saw the dash for the summit that took place when the weather cleared.
Today at hike camp, I believe, there was a group, they called it like a plug of climbers that had been stuck at 14 camp, and they were all going for the summit. So the first window they had, they all went.
With the heavy traffic high on Denali, Tucker was pleased by the teamwork displayed by climbers traveling along the summit ridge.
There's some narrow parts on the summit ridge where it's not really easy to pass and things like that, but people were being really, really nice to each other and actually practicing really good mountaineering ethics and good communication, good rope work, even though people didn't even speak the same language. It all worked out great.
The vast majority of people who set foot on Denali are trying to reach the top. For rangers like Tucker, though, the time on the mountain is what is cherished.
Being a ranger, for us, it's not about going to the summit as much as it is just kind of helping people out.
While on the mountain, rangers don't get days off. With hundreds of climbers traveling up and down, they must be ready to respond at any time.
The whole time we go up there, I don't think there's never a day off, because there's a tremendous amount of responsibility that you feel no matter where you are.
The rangers are responsible not only for the climbing public, but also for the needs of other ranger teams if something were to happen elsewhere on the mountain.
There's always a piece of me that feels like I have to hold a reserve tank in case something happens on the other side to the south summit.
Sometimes a ranger team will receive a reward for their hard work. For Tucker Chenoweth's team, it was the unusual chance to attempt the north summit, which is slightly below the main summit. On summit day, Tucker experienced what he describes as the best weather he's ever seen high on Denali.
I can't imagine it ever getting any better than that, so it was pretty special.
The weather was so good that Tucker jokes about stripping down at 20,000 feet.
You could have taken your shirts off and had no gloves on the summit, on the north summit and the south summit, from what I talked to other people. But we got up to the north summit that day, and there wasn't a breath of wind, and there was very few clouds.
On a mountain notorious for bad weather, Tucker Chenoweth says he and his team were able to see down the Wickersham Wall and pass Wonder Lake to the north. To the southeast, he says they could see as far as the Wrangell Mountains, over 250 miles away. Now, Tucker is behind a desk back in the office. He has traded his hard boots and layers of sweaty snow gear for tennis shoes and a clean, green polyester National Park Service uniform. His smile beams out from his well-earned, wind-burned face. 60 miles away, he is still tuned in to who is still on the mountain. When fellow ranger Dan Korn's voice sounds on the office radio/telephone, Tucker jumps out of his seat to hear his colleague's position.
Everybody says what's up and thanks, and we will be in touch on the way down.
Dan Korn has summited and is calling in to Ranger Coley Gensel at 14 camp. As of July 2nd, Dan Korn, Coley Gensel, and their team of four VIPs are the last patrol on the mountain. With only seven teams left on Denali, they focus on taking down all the camps and mopping up as the 2015 climbing season nears its end. For KTNA, this is Katie Ryder.
The Denali Report is made possible in part by a contribution from K2 Aviation, offering climber support and flight seeing tours.